Sticks and Stones. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. A maxim for children. Poor Charlie felt he had the right to be as hateful as he might. That's freedom of expression. He traveled with the savvy smart, was good with words and graphic art. They polished his aggression. It's not as if he didn't know his wit dished out a hurtful blow. Such was his intention. He called it satire, an old trick of literary rhetoric to mask his condescension. Watch your mouth, his father said, but Charlie self-expressed instead. Wise warnings were ignored. His righteousness, he came to think, with drafting pen and colored ink, more potent than a sword. Those on the receiving end of Charlie's penchant to offend stewed in this juice, a self-expression more inclined toward the body than the mind let loose. The awful consequences came in retribution with a claim on Charlie's head. Aggression had begotten more aggression, evening the score. Now Charlie's dead. Sticks and stones may break my bones, still rings the schoolyard cry, but words will never hurt, we also still assert, and that is just a lie.